Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Hidden Hearing. Hearing problems? We've been tuning people in for over 30 years. Visit hiddenhearing.ie.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And Joe at RTE.ie. Oliver Miles. Oliver, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Oliver, tragically, you have an extra reason to be interested in the proposals that Shane Ross wants discussed publicly. In fact, we were discussing them yesterday, not knowing they were going to be announced today, but it was about speed and speed limits and penalty points. And the proposals are up to 10. If you're up to 10 kilometres over the speed limit, you'll get an €80 fine and 3 to 5 penalty points. If you're up to 20k over, you'll get €150 fine, 4 to 6 points. If you're up to 30k over, you get a 200 fine and up to 7 points, which means you're very close to losing your licence. And if you are 30 kilometres or more over the speed limit, you'll be done for, as I say, dangerous driving charges. Now, tragically, Oliver, your daughter was killed in 2007 in a traffic pile-up on the motorway, the M7.
Yeah, that's true, Joe, on the 28th day of March, yes. Yeah. And our beautiful case was the only fatality. 22, 23 collisions, mm-hmm. and a certain amount of people were in. It was the day that changed our lives. Devastating. I would fully endorse Shane Ross's proposals, and I hope we are back from the point of view of further enforcing the rules of the road. There is a malaise in this country about that it's not going to happen to me. I don't care about speed limits, anything like that. I'm just going to get A to B as fast as I can, get out of my way. And it seems to be a shocking problem and get more and more prevalent as the days go by.
And up to 60 vehicles were involved in the crashes on the motorway that day. It was the biggest pile, worst pile-up in the history of the state, so to speak. 27 people were hospitalised. Your daughter was killed, tragically. What time of the day was it? Was it, Oliver?
Yeah, unfortunately, my daughter went out of our car park here. Sorry, I ever opened the security gate. She went down and was going over to her work. And it was 9:09 in the morning. God almighty, I wish she had stayed in bed, because it destroyed us.
And the crash occurred in foggy conditions.
The fog was one of the factors, but according to the report, and we're only believing that after 12 years, when we're starting to read them, speed was also a factor. Yeah. The speed was, and according to the fire tender operators, because of the amount of speed that was on the carriageway that morning, under extreme driving conditions, apparently they weren't able to get into an overtaking lane or a fast lane. So it leaves me in such a wonder why, what situation. And also the thing, Joe, I'd like to highlight is the fact that morning, there should be no reason that all those cars should be piled up on the motorway, being drove onto the motorway with those conditions. There is no system in place, no early warning signs, there's no fog warnings, there's no facility on the motorways, and still people are allowed to do 120 kilometres an hour.
And there is talk of varying speed limits on the motorways. What would you think of that proposal, Oliver? Insofar, we don't know the detail of it, but the understanding is that there would be different speed limits at different parts of the motorway to try, I presume, and avoid that type of...
Yeah, exactly. You have to deflate it. You have to get it. It's not the Autobahn. You're not German. This is a 2 and 3. Most of the motorways here are 2 and 3 lanes. Mm-hmm. And then volume is absolutely incredible. But look, it's how many more people to be killed before we do anything constructive in getting the deaths down? Because there's so many people dying, there's so many, all unnecessary, in a lot of cases, unnecessary. And, like, you know, the rules are there, the speed limits are there. The reason the speed limits are in specific areas is because there's a proven record that this is a dangerous road. Mm-hmm. It's not some sort of thing as I will pick that road out of a hat. This road is a dangerous road, so you have a 50 speed limit, you have 70, whatever the area councils designate that this is, or the National Road Authorities, that this is a dangerous road. So why not obey the rules? Why not drive to the conditions and according to the speed limit? Why are people, you know, just carrying on breaking the law from the point of view of road safety? Now, it really, really, Joe, it's gone to the stage here where nobody is, a lot of people on the road are not taking this serious because it's not going to happen to me. You drive out on the road now at the moment, if you stay within a speed limit, you have people blowing the horn at you, you have people flashing lights at you, they have cutting you close when they're passing you and the whole lot. A re-education, I think that's what's needed, or enforcement to a degree that people are going to have to sit up and take note.
And the jury at the inquest, Kate's inquest, made recommendations. Have they been, this was 2007 when this horrific tragedy happened. Have those recommendations been implemented, do you know, Oliver?
Not that I know. The only thing, Joe, that I know was there was a pilot system going on the M1 at the time. It hasn't really been extended. I see the DMS signages over the carriageways now. What information is going that is quite limited from the point of view. It's mostly about distance and time. But what the coroner's report did, it said the provision of crossover points that are more regular, because that's a danger as well. That's a huge delay problem if anything happens. You can't get across. You've got to go down to a lot of mileage before you can actually come back up again. Then you need the early warning. And they're similar. It's the same as in UK. This is no mystery. This is a life-saving situation where they could be put in for any of these situations. And obviously the VMS, and of course an improvement on information flow. Why are people being isolated and left without any information on these motorways? I know we have a small country, but there is a great system here now from the point of view of going from Dublin to Cork and the whole lot. So there is, and while saying that, I know there is trying to improve the facilities from the point of the stopovers and things like that, but it's not enough of them. There's not enough pilot break situation or facilities. There's not enough copy break facilities. And, you know, there's a malaise about all this, Joe, which is absolutely, it's frightening. The reality of what happens in a house when a death occurs from a road accident is absolutely devastating. I'm not going to get upset. I'm just going to keep it together. But,
I know what you're saying, Oliver, because I visited my own family.
Oh, God, yeah. But there isn't too many families in Ireland untouched by this.
A very good point.
And it should be taken on board.
Yeah.
And I know the schools are introducing the early learning system and the whole lot, but my God, it's a lot of the older people as well have got to take responsibility.
Yeah.
Show by example. You can drive safely in this country, and everybody can get A to B, go out in the morning, come home today using the road.
Okay.
Great roads, but also while saying that, and I do admire the Garda Corps and the whole lot, or the Traffic Corps, because I know they're doing with limited numbers, and they're out there, they're trying to do it, but by God, Shane Moss, or whoever's responsible, needs to put more personnel out there because self-regulation obviously is not working, so you need enforcement. And I would back Shane Ross 100%.
And would you consider getting involved? No, you've enough burdens, Oliver. But would you consider getting involved in a campaign, given the strength of your words here today?
I would, Joe. The last time I spoke to you on this, as probably about 11 years ago, that was my plan. It still is. Once we stop crying, we find it very hard to put it together, to go out there, just like this now, like when I start talking about it, when I hear different people dying on the road, I do get upset because I know exactly the pain of it.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I suppose most of my family, I'd say one or any of us cry most days because we miss our beautiful case. And that's the loss. This is what happens. Like, she's not coming back to us.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
This is where it really hits them. And especially this time of year. But it's every day. It's every day. Like, we're going on 12 years. It could be yesterday. It's the same emotional, draining situation when we think about Kate and what happened to us and what could have been avoided.
Yeah.
And what could have been avoided. And that's what it upsets me as well from the point of view of this should not have happened. These accidents really and truly should not have happened from the point of view of where that motorway, as far as I'm concerned, should have been dropped off an hour beforehand.
Yeah.
Bring them to the town. Okay, it's going to delay a bit, but at least you're not going to have fatalities and you're not going to have injuries and you're not going to have the whole motorway closed down for a full day and a half or whatever the case may be.
And people, I think you're right. I think people do forget the catastrophe that befalls so many people. Like obviously, the family closes when someone is killed. Whether someone is killed in a car accident or a tragedy on the road, and that pile up that day took your daughter's young life. I know you all went to the inquest. I'm looking it up here, and I also see, if I can say it, Oliver, that you had a grandchild with Kate.
That's right.
Now be a teenager or whatever.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. And then you're looking at that beautiful young woman and saying,
I know. What could have been?
I know what you're saying.
Her whole life in front of her, beautiful, talented girl. Great qualifications, loved doing her job, was, you know, like most young people that's out there, you know. Lovely people.
A reminder, powerful reminder. Unfortunately, Oliver, you're the one that's making it, but a powerful reminder of the need for everyone to slow down and the extra 10.
If they could do that, just God Almighty, over Christmas and all that, God help any family that this is visited on them over Christmas.
Yeah.
Because it does destroy lives. And Joe, look, can I make an appeal to your very popular poll that please, just slow down. Consideration on the road. Just think about the consequences. It will happen to you if there's a slip, if there's a danger, if there's a problem. Slow down. Anticipate that you're using the road to get to A to B safely. Not anything else. Nothing else matters once you get behind that wheel. And be courteous and conscious of other road users. You have to do that. Because once an accident happens, the consequences are absolutely devastating. And it's only by the look that you may or may not come out of that unscathed.
Yeah. And the consequences, as we can hear and as we know, the consequences keep travelling. They keep keeps going and going and going.
It does indeed.
Okay, Oliver, kind regards to you and
Joe,
your family.
Thank you very much for letting me hear that. And Joe, can I just say those ladies that was on prior to myself, I have to admire the courage. I wish them the very best of luck and God help them. I know they're going through a lot as well, but my God, they are so brave. Joe, and happy Christmas to you and your family.
You too, Oliver, many more of them. And again, condolences on Kate's untimely and tragic death. That's Oliver Miles. Thank you, Oliver. 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.